know, just to see boxes here this morning, to see that guys are packing up is just, I don't want to say it's a rude awakening, but it's certainly a rude awakening. Over the last few weeks, the guys that are in my afternoon chair, I said 2 weeks ago, like, who knows what's going to be? And people thought the progression is beyond comprehension. Last Friday, we stood here saying, you know, one community, their shuls were shut down, and built the Torah, and this morning I read the letter from the RCBC, which is Bergen County, where I grew up, and to see to the extent, I mean, just obviously schools are closed, and obviously schools are closed, I don't want to say it's obvious, but it's obvious. It's like, you can't make a shiva call, you know, you got to do a video or a phone call, and can't have play dates, can't even play contact sports. It's just like, I guess there's a lot of, we're normally like hawk about it, but I guess, you know, I'm not, obviously I skimmed the article, I've been rushing all morning, just busy, you know, half the kids are home, half the kids are, you know, had to go out to school, etc. But, just to see the extent, I'm just assuming, Be'ezer Hashem, it's, Sofek Pikuach Nefesh, is Docha Kol Torah Kula. I mean, let's talk about it. It's Docha Shabbos, Sofek Pikuach Nefesh, and certainly it's Docha, all those other mitzvahs, like getting together and Mevatel Simchus. It sounds like the Mevatel Simchus in America. I mean, here on the radio, they're very, very strong about, that chasanas should not be pushed off, but apparently at every wedding hall, they're having a guard, and once the number hits 100, nobody else is allowed in, period. I even heard, I don't want to say who the person, name of the person, but my wife was telling me a story about somebody who's a chashuva person, etc., and he's having a wedding in 2 weeks, so he said, can you pull strings to make a bigger wedding? Like, I'm not sure why that would, I'm saying, if everybody else is not having a big wedding, why should he? But anyway, so he was told, absolutely not. They know about you, they know who you are, and they will put you in jail if you have more than 100 guests at the wedding. I know somebody in my neighborhood is making a wedding next week. Somebody's supposed to come from America. It's tremendous, tremendous turmoil, uncertainty. But we, as Jewish people, know the Gemara tells us, "Ein pronis will olam el b'shuvis." So all the bad things don't happen in the world except for the Jewish people. We're the ones who are supposed to take the messages the clearest. And if Klal Yisrael is in Eis Tzara, the world is Eis Tzara mamish. And we've obviously, a month ago or 2 months ago, we thought, "Oh, okay, China, okay, whatever, China." 2 weeks ago, it's like, "Oh, there are a few cases." And then last week, Westchester. Now, this is like, like I said last week, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Straight up, there's nothing to talk about. And this past week, when I looked a little bit in the Gemara Megillah, I saw a Gemara that's in Megillah and a Gemara in Brachos, which I think we should try to, there are many messages. The Rambam we spoke about last week, we have to wake up. We have to do something on an individual level. We have to do something. The level of, forget the health risks, the financial risks. Right, so somebody said to me, the ganim, like the little kids, for little kids is open, because if the little kids are, if the school for little kids is closed, parents can't work. If parents can't work, how in the world is the economy going to survive? I mean, who knows? In America they canceled, international flights for many countries for 30 days. Who knows what's going to be after 30 days? Okay? Halavai, this would just go away, and maybe in the summertime we'll get rid of this virus, and all the vaccine. Who knows? Mi odea. But there's obviously a heavenly decree to throw the world into tremendous turmoil. And if we think about, again, I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm just saying we need to wake up a little bit. Like if last week was what we heard, about last week. Oh, there's one person like this that would be good, and there's one person who has in this community, and like. Look at the last 2 weeks, and we have to wake up. So we're just one Yisod. I was telling you, the Gemara in Megillah quotes this pasuk. This is Drasha, and Gemara in Brachos quotes this Drasha. The Chana says in her Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she says, "Ein Tzur Kelokenu." There is no rock like Hashem. And the Gemara darshins, "Ein Tzayar Kelokenu." There's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no artist like Hashem. So I heard a few months ago, most beautiful, beautiful explanation about that. And he says like this. He says that what's the difference between a photograph and a painting? If you take a photograph of somebody or something, and there's a bird flying by, then the bird happens to be there. It's totally vimikra. It's coincidental. You take a picture of a person or a scene, and there happened to be a bird flying by. But if an artist paints a picture, and there's a bird in the picture, that is there b'kavana. Says, I forgot the Man Damar, says the Gemara, says the Medrash, ain't Sur Kelokin, ain't Sayer Kelokin. There's no artist like Hashem. There is nothing. There is nothing in this world. There's no artist like Hashem. There's nothing in this world that's happenstance. Everything, Kodesh Baruch Hu is an artist. If there's a little bird in this painting, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the artist. If there's a little, if this virus is affecting you in this way or that way or this way or that way, it's Mamesh Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is the artist. And it's something that we have to internalize. We have to realize the reason why some of us are going home on this day and the reason why we're not in yeshiva is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why this family, this community and that community is closing down their doors and there's no minyan is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing, it's not that person decided this, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we realize, and actually just to go over the Gemara we said at the end of Brachas, right, in the story of Akiva, Kol man da'av rachman al-tab avid. We don't understand that Rabbi Kiva, he was there at night. Nobody took him in. And he came with a donkey, and he came with a candle, and he came with a rooster. And he couldn't figure it out. He found no, Rabbi Kiva, nobody let him in. Nobody let him in. And what did he have to do? He had to go into the forest. And then the night, of course, the bandits came. And a lion came. First of all, it says, he says, this cash on the Gemara, because the lion came and ate the donkey. Why didn't he say thank you to Hashem? He didn't say, wow, the lion didn't kill me. But he didn't say it, right? It doesn't sound like he said that. He just said, oh, now I understand why the donkey was killed. And now I understand why the rooster was killed. Now I understand why the wind blew out my candle. Because kol man d'av rachman lo tav avid. We have to work on that. And I was talking to somebody last night. He said, during the times of Ikkus Mashiach, there's going to be, you read it in Amunah B'Hashem. And think about it. If somebody would have told you a few months ago that she would be closing down, 2 weeks ago we said Poland trip. Yes, Poland trip. Who's even talking about the Poland trip anymore? Forget about a Poland trip. I mean, like, and last week that was a shtickle suffix, or 2 weeks ago it was certainly a suffix, right? So this is a time, we don't know what in the world is going on. I feel like, you know, as I'm talking, like, we don't know, who knows, mi yodea. But the Iker Vort is, we have to internalize these two yisodos. Ain Sarah Kilokane, there's no artist like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing in our lives, in the lives of Klai Yisrael, in this entire world, that is not bedafah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing! And the more we internalize that, the more we can be at ease. Oh, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what he's doing. He's the artist. This is the reason why that's happening. That's number one. Number two, we don't get to that. Not only do we understand that it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol man da'ovar rachman al tav avid. Rabbi Akiva, right? The Rabbi Akiva that we know came 40 years old, and the Rabbi Akiva who was Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu looked and said, hey, we have somebody like Rabbi Akiva. Give the Torah through him, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, everything is for the best. Now, we can be somebody called Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva said, Kol man da'ovar rachman al tav avid, we can say, you know, we can mevatel our das. We can say, you know, Rabbi Akiva, we follow your mahalach. Everything Hashem does for the best. And that's what's going to carry us through these things. We don't. Who knows? But we have to mechazik ourselves. So perhaps just to say something on the parsha, something in this parsha. The parsha talks about Shabbos, and the parsha says, pesukim they were very familiar with. And actually, now that I realize it, Mamash ties in, B'siyat D'shmaya, I didn't have anything to say, but I helped somebody with Dvar Torah, so I know this word that I remember one of my friends saying over about 24 years ago. And this is what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk tells us about Shabbos. It says, V'atzadabri al-bnei Yisrael limor ach es Shabbos usay tishmoru, ki osi b'ni yuvenechem. It's a sign between me and you. A few Pasukim later, Pasuk Yudzayin, So one pasuk says it's an oath between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One pasuk says it's an oath, it's a sign that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So what is it? Right? Is it an oath for our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or is it an oath between to prove to the world that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world? And the Brisker Rav explains with the following mashal. Sure, I looked at it inside. It could be that this sefer that I saw it in He tweaks it a little bit. I didn't see exactly this lashon, but he basically says as follows. He says, imagine a marshal, he had a king. And it's a national flag to show the power of the king. And he chooses a certain person to carry the flag. So he's making two statements. Number one, that this is his name, this is his flag. This flag represents the king, but it also represents that this person has a special relationship with the king. That this person was chosen to be the flag bearer. He's the one that has a close relationship with the king, and that's the muscle. The nimshal, I think, is pretty obvious. Shabbos is a flag that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. That's what the flag is. That's what Shabbos is. When we cease to do work on Shabbos, we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and who's the flag bearer? We, Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was chosen to be the ones to show the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 and rested in 7. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. It says, Ki Osi Ben Ivim. So it's one and the same. The sign has a dual component. Number one, it proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th. And it proves that we are the chosen nation. As it says in the Pasuk, Ki Osi Ben Ivim Erechim Dorasechim. That's Ki Ani Hashem Kadishchem. I am the one who sanctified you. We know Kedusha means to separate, to designate. And once we, Klal Yisrael, came out of Mitzrayim, we were a nation. We were chosen to be the nation, the flag bearers of Emunah Hashem. And perhaps it's also, first of all, in Kiddush, I'm sure many of you who pay attention to Kiddush say, what? Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does Shabbos have to do with Zeichel Mitzrayim? I understand Pesach is Zeichel Mitzrayim. But Shabbos, what's the connection? Perhaps this idea that through Yetzias Mitzrayim became a nation. And once it became a nation, we became fit to have the privilege to be the flag bearers to prove to the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested in 7th. Furthermore, if you notice, that Rashi tells us in Mara, they got three mitzvahs. They got Shabbos, Parah, Duma, and Dinim. So perhaps why was Shabbos given to them right after Kriyas Yom? So because once they became a nation, they were fit to show the world that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps it's a beautiful message. And this is the message that we have to do. The world is in Behelim, it's in disarray, it's in turmoil, whatever adjective you want to use. But we, Klai Yisrael, we have to remember on it. Again, we don't have to run through the streets and say, guys, Hashem's God's running the world. Again, it should be evident from our behavior, from our Shemira Shabbos, certainly. But the idea is that we have to mechazik ourselves in Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, Dafka, to be the ambassadors, to be the representatives, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6, rested on 7, and continues to run the world. Just a few aras, perhaps. we really try to internalize these feelings. We say every single day, twice a day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're the ones who are zochel to sit in yeshiva, we're in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Not every Jew is able to, but Shema Yisrael, hear Israel, hear all Jews, and you also talk to yourself. We have to know the following two words. Hashem is Adon Hakol, He's the master of everything, He's Hoya, Hove, Ve'iyah, He was, is, and will be, and He's Elokeinu. Which means He's supervising everything. Be mechazik yourself. Hashem Elokeinu. And we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We say Hashem Elokeinu. How many times a day do we say Hashem Elokeinu? We feel it. You're Elokeinu. You're being mashkiach al kol olam kulo. You're supervising everything. And not only that, and then we take it a step further. Hashem Echad. You're one. You're one. You're running the show. You are running the show. And then we say, as somebody pointed out in Purim, one of his Kabbalahs, I remember, Aleinu L'Shabech is upon us to praise who? L'Adon HaKol. You're the master of everything. The master of everything. And the more, we don't know what the future holds for us. We don't know. We don't. But we know one thing. That there's an Adon HaKol. This is Hashem Elokeinu. This is Hashem Echad. That we know. We have, right? Right? I was about to say, like, Gesher Tamar, V'yayika L'Olufachid Klal. And we say, actually, tomorrow, Shal Shus, we're going to say, Mizmo, the Hashem, better say, right? Gam Kielech Begate Savamoves, right? When a person walks in the shadow of death, Lo Yira, I'm not afraid. Why? Not because death can't find him. Everybody eventually, after 120 minutes of Shem, but everybody, death is going to be there, right? Gam Kielech Begate Savamoves, Lo Yira, I'm not scared. Why are you scared? Kiatz Imodi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're with me. This is what we need to work on these days. Last week we spoke about Bittul Torah, trying to be chazik ourselves in Torah. We certainly should, right? We certainly should be chazik in Torah. Torah is magli matzli. There's no question about it. By the way, just know Gemara Sanhedrin. What should a person do? And to be saved from Chevel Mashiach, he should be osek in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. Talmud Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. The two recipes for survival in Ikrisun Mashiach. Very important. Learning Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. But that was last week's shmooze. That was certainly Torah's Magdi Matzah, no question about it. Apparently, Rav Asher Arieli Shlita gave a whole shmooze yesterday in the Mir Yeshiva, and this obviously Kamuvan, his the focus of his shmuz was continue steiging, continue learning, no question about it. But we also have to be mechazik ourselves in Amuna. There is nothing in this world that's happened since. Rabbeinu Eisner Zatzal, who used to grace the space medrash for years, who's mechazik hundreds and thousands of people here, always say, Mikre, happenstance, you switch around the letters, it's Rach Mehashem. It's Rach Mehashem. Rabbi Akiva taught us, Kol Man Dov Rachman Al Tav Avid. Everything else the Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Rabbi Isai, we need to mechazik ourselves in our Torah, in our Gemilas Chassadim, and Emunah Hashem. And then Be'ezah Hashem, we'll be the representatives. And then, V'yedo Kol Po, Ke'ato Fa'alto, V'yovin Kol Yitzur, Ke'ato Yisabel, anybody who has breath in his mouth, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the entire world. That's what we're yearning for. That's what I've heard this before also. We're not looking for Mashiach to take us away from our troubles. No. That's not the goal of Mashiach. That may be a benefit. That the coming of Mashiach will remove all of our difficulties. But the real Iker Vort is not, no. To recognize the oneness of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, may we all be zoche to bracha v'atzlocha, Yeshua's Hashem, Karef Ayin. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Amen.